Because I thought you are giving glory. That is what I do, Lord. Because of who you are,
because you are all the saints who never change it.
Because of who you are, I know.
I lift my voice to say,
God, I worship your God.
I worship your God. Because of who you are,
because of who you are. Everlasting God, here I am that I am, because of who you are. I need
in the valley of a certain corner,
because of who
may send to me.
I live
my life in the valley
of a certain corner,
in the valley of a Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Jehovah Nissi, Lord who reigns victory. Jehovah Shalom, my Prince of Peace.
Lord, I worship you because
he showed to do was and daily, my soul to labor. He showed to do was and my son to labor. He showed to do was and daily, he marched in the house to labor. Nima kunda rinda no, in shanti nima ye. Tori baya teina, ma kunda rimo. Dini boya tandale, zundori baya tande, ike numo, masi itali yanda. Lord, we worship you because of who you are. One more time, because of who you are,
because of who you are, I give you glory.
Yes, I give you glory, Lord,
because of who you are,
I give you the praise, Jesus. Because of who you are, Lord, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Father, we give you all the glory, Lord. We give you, God, all the praises. We give you, God, all the honor. Father, take your place, Lord. Take your place, God. Have your way. Entrust your vessel. Anoint him all. When you are true and done with us, Lord, please take this glory. I'm satisfied, God, just to see your name glorified. Father, take your place. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Have mercy upon us, God. Have mercy, Lord, upon us. Have your way in our lives.
let that which you want to become happen unto us. Even through the power of your word, God, we ask of you, let that which you want by your spirit happen unto us, that only your name be glorified as you teach us your word. Let us learn wisdom. Let us, Father, get understanding as you fill us with your knowledge. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning, good afternoon, everyone. You're welcome again to Anointing of God Ministries, the place where the love of God reigns, and the place where we fulfill purposes by the power of God. Hallelujah. We are still dealing with the topic, the power of understanding wisdom. The word of God said unto us in the book of Proverbs, he says that wisdom from God, for the Lord God gives wisdom, and from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. So God grants wisdom. He gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Now, so we read in the book of Proverbs 4:7, we say wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is everything that we need to survive in this world. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all your getting, get this understanding that wisdom is the principal thing. He said, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all your getting, get understanding. Understanding of what? That wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the center of your life. Wisdom is the core thing. Without wisdom, you cannot survive this world. That is why we see that in the book of James, even there is what is called earthly wisdom, which the earthly people use. But you are of God, and you have overcome. For one is living in you, and that one is called Jesus. He said, you have overcome because greater is he that is living in you than the one that is living in this world. And last week we learned that this Jesus is wisdom. And we are going to expatiate and continue in that. For Christ in you is your what? Your hope of glory. Wisdom, we have learned 2 weeks ago that wisdom gives us glory. And the Bible tells us again 2 weeks ago, it says, all treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Christ. So last week we said, get your roots strong in Christ Jesus. Because when you get your root fortified in Christ Jesus, the knowledge that you receive from him, he will grant you understanding so that you can be able to use that knowledge perfectly well, and you will gain wisdom as you apply it to make things work out for good. I told us last week, now, wisdom is the goal, is where you are going to. It's your vision and understanding, including knowledge, is the mission that brings you to your vision. I think I shared that last week. Whoever did not finish well lacks understanding of the power of wisdom. Because we learned that wisdom is very precious. Wisdom gives life. He said, in wisdom there is life. He gives us long days. He gives us, he said, wisdom is more precious than rubies, than gold, than silver. Meaning that if you have wisdom and I have wisdom, and we have wisdom, the treasures of this earth cannot be far from us. And that wisdom is Jesus. Christ in you,
the hope of glory.
And we learned in the book of Proverbs 9:10, he said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. The fear of God, total obedience, total commitment to the word of God that is powerful, sharper than two-edged sword, able to pierce even to the marrow, the asunder of the marrows, of the bones. Rightly dividing the word of God correctly. Wisdom. He said, this is the fear of God, obeying his word, is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the holy, knowledge of the righteous, knowledge of that which God has set apart for you. Because you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, peculiar, special people. Those whom God has plucked out. He said, are this not the one that I pluck out of fire? He plucked us out from hellfire. He plucked us out from destruction. He plucked us out from fire. Yet we are fire. But he said, he plucked us out that his name only be magnified. He says, so who can touch you that he has plucked out? Wisdom demands that we agree to that which God has spoken so that we can enjoy. He said, the wise one, teach that one instruction and you will appreciate. That one will appreciate you. He said, the fools, they reject instructions. They reject wisdom. I say thank God for the testimony of Minister Emma this morning. He said, I was always angry with my wife. I thought that she's the worst woman being on earth. I wanted to let go of her. I couldn't. I saw her as the devil incarnate. He said, but by the word of God, knowing my responsibility as the husband that grooms the wife, for himself, just as Christ did for the church. He said, through the years, I begin to make up my mind not to fight against my wife, not to push her too much, but to have patience with her. And now I enjoy a sweet home. My dear, that is just the beginning, Minister. I told you that there is something that is treasurable in that woman that attach me to her, and you will enjoy more and more. That at the end of the day, you will just be celebrating God. That, oh, this is what the enemy wanted to take from me by making me to have another understanding concerning this woman. But because God has renewed your mind, and because you prepare to learn, you allow God to teach you. It's not everybody that is teachable. Because you allow God to teach you, the knowledge came in. And now look at him. He more testifying. Ah, God, Father, you are great. You know that this thing is bringing tears to my eyes. That I was just thinking about what he said where I sat down. I said, God, you are good. What kind of testimony do we need again? You are good. For the enemy is always against the home, against the marriage. Why? God compared his church to family, to home, to marriage. Look at him right at the very beginning. The very first thing is to bring the woman to the man. And that helper, God will be twisting the mind of the man not to see the woman as the helper. And I said, God, the devil will be twisting the mind of the man not to see the woman as the helper. The same thing, the enemy twisting the mind of the woman not to see the man as the head of the family. So therefore, the woman don't want to submit because there is misunderstanding. But he said, in all your getting, get understanding of what wisdom is. Therefore, thereby, wisdom can profit you. It cannot become something unto you, when you listen. And that means that we should always be praying for understanding. And I told us that there are places where we find ourselves wise. There are some areas of our lives where we are still stupid and foolish. And that is why I'm repeating the first teaching now. Just a call for me. That is why the Bible said, if anyone lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives without objection, who gives without being partial. Who gives? He gives you as you want it. Say, if anyone lack wisdom. So, every one of us, we are growing. That is why we need understanding in everything, in every area of our life. As we are advancing to become his likeness, for we are already his image. As we are advancing, growing to become his likeness, we have to listen to his voice, to the instruction, day in, day out. Even where we miss it, let's not turn around again. For God loves us, and we must believe that God loves me as a person. This must be in your mind. Never you let that truth leave you. Don't you ever think that God does not care for you, that he does not see you, that he does not love you. How can the one who created you not care for you? No matter how bad your children are, the child that you gave birth, no matter how notorious that child is, somewhere in your heart, you will tell the child, oh, I've disowned you. I don't want you again. You get out of my house. And the child goes out. The child will ask of money. You say, I'm not giving you money. The child will ask of anything. Say, I'm not giving you. Because you are notorious. Because the child is notorious. But right in your heart, what are you doing? The heart is bleeding every day for that same son. That time you are saying no, when the child is asking you, it's just because you want that child to come to his senses. Huh? Not be so. It's because you still want to train the child for the child to come to his senses. That is why you deny the child at times. Is that not what happened at times when we pray? Because our attitude, our character is one block. The thing that God has already given unto us. That is why we learned last week again that wisdom is seen in our behavior. So the one who has wisdom lives a righteous life. Like I say, when we make mistake, even in our mistake, don't you ever think that God is angry, that he has neglected you, that he has rejected you. He loved the one that he has created. He loved the one that he has called, that he has chosen, and you are part of those ones. Amen, somebody. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One, that is why I just said all what I have said is understanding. Have knowledge of who God is and understand him, because he never changed. He is ever faithful, remaining the same day in, day out. His attribute, his character, his behavior is the same. His mindset towards you, for the thought that I have for you, are good thoughts. Jeremiah 29:11. I never have good plans. I never have bad plans or evil plans. For the thoughts that I have, the plans that I have towards you, are always good to bring you to the expected end. God wants wisdom to have its place in your life. He wants you to experience the glory of wisdom, the glory of Jesus himself. We saw the example in Jesus. Say, as Jesus grew, hallelujah. He said, Jesus grew what? He grew, was strong in the spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, let us just go straight to the book of Proverbs. No, this is what I want. Proverbs chapter 8. And I just pray that Proverbs chapter 8. And I really pray that as we are going through this, that God will give us understanding to interpret it into our own life. Excuse me, sorry. Before we go to Proverbs 8, let us just read Proverbs 3:20. And see another important value, profit, advantage of wisdom. Amen. It says, the Lord by wisdom. Don't allow this thing to leave you. Just as I say that whoever have sense. Okay, now. It says, the Lord by wisdom has founded the earth. By understanding, has he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the depths are broken up, and the clouds drops down the dew. Ah, God. When I read all these things, may God give us understanding. If we understand only this in our life, and we are able to give, let it go into different branches of our lives, we will never, never fail. Wisdom is what God used to found the earth. Meaning, whatever you want to found, you need wisdom. If God himself used Jesus, in the beginning was the Word, John 1:1, and the Word was God. He said the same was in the beginning. All things were made by him, and there is nothing. At the end of the day, we learned that the Word became flesh and dwell among us. I won't talk more than that. Proverbs chapter 8. The Word became flesh. As I'm saying it, putting it at the back of your mind to interpret Proverbs 8. The Word became flesh and dwell among men. That Word is what created everything. Proverbs said the Word was wisdom. Last week we learned the Word was Jesus. Now see how it was. If wisdom can be so important to God, that God hold wisdom, you must own Jesus. I never read that. You must own Jesus. For you need the knowledge of the Holy. I need the knowledge of the Holy in my life. You must own and know Jesus. Proverbs 8. From 12, or should I start from 1? Which one is faster for us? Hallelujah. Because from 1 says... Yeah, I think I should, because of the time. I wisdom. Praise the Lord. Just leave it where it is, but let me read this. 8, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. He said, doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She stands in the top of high places, by the way in the places of the paths. She cries at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. That one is another thing. She cries at the gates. The gate leads you to the city. At the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. It is wisdom that will enable you to rule at the gates. Not gate. At the gates. Not gate. At the gates of whatever you want to get. Meaning that wisdom is the power that can destroy every enemy, every obstacle that will enable you to gain. For in wisdom, there is knowledge. Today, I just wanted to staple some things in the office. I know I need to put pin because the pin was finished for me to staple it. But you know what happened? I turned the stapler upside down. I didn't know. And I was putting this thing was not working. I said, uncle, what is wrong with this stapler? I took up, I said, this stapler is correct now. Why is the pin not entry? Wisdom makes me to know that I have, the knowledge is there. I know I should put the pin. But when I got understanding that I've turned it upside down, wisdom just made, I laugh at myself. I say, ah! Those who lack, who know knowledge, but does not pursue understanding to get wisdom. You know what they will say? The manufacturer did not do it well. People that reject knowledge blame others very easily. They blame every other thing very easily because they reject knowledge. They don't want to settle down to allow understanding to happen. It took me time. I tried the pain. The pain will hang at one side. I said, I'm a trained secretary. I worked 10 years in Allied Bank of Nigeria as a secretary. So I know how to put pin inside a stapler. So it would have been easy for me to say, has it got faulty? But no. Then I look at it and say, oh God, what happened to this stapler? What am I missing? Why is it that I'm not able to fix this pin? God said, I should look at the other one again. I look at the second one. I smile. As Holy Spirit, thank you. I just turned the stapler upside down, pin enter, and I did my work that I wanted to do this morning. What have I just said there? Wisdom needs you to sit down, think a second time, be patient with yourself, be patient with how fast you are to gain whatever you want to achieve. These gates you want to enter, it takes patience and it takes wisdom. It takes also understanding counsel, that means instructions. He said this wisdom is crying at the gates to give you counsel, to give you instruction for you to be able to enter the city and for you to be able to bring the treasures, the profit into the doors of your house. Did your Bible not tell you in the book of Deuteronomy 28? He said you are blessed in your coming in and in your going out. Proverbs 8. We have read 1, 2, and 3. And 4 said, she's very fast. I don't come on that side. Don't worry. You are just fast. He says, she cries at the gates. Meditate upon that, oh. At the entering of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Everything, every area. Remember Peter. When Peter was coming out of the prison, the Bible said the doors open at their own accord. Family obstacle. Wisdom will enable you to overcome them. He said, and then the iron door. Village obstacle. Obstacle from the town. They open on their own when wisdom is in you. That is Jesus. The gates that enters into the city, they open at their own. The state obstacles, the environmental obstacles, the society obstacles. When Jesus is in you, they open. And at each place, wisdom is crying. Wisdom is speaking. Wisdom is telling us what to do. When we listen to the instruction, we will break the yoke. We will break the yoke and we will achieve that which we need to achieve. For wisdom is the vision and mission
understanding and knowledge is the mission that takes us there. So he says in 12, he said, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and found out knowledge of witty inventions. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. What is prudence? Prudence is the ability for you to know the right from the wrong. Prudence is the ability for you to know what is okay and what is not okay. You are able to differentiate virtues. You are able, it's like when the book of Hebrews tells us that strong meat belongs to men that are mature, that are wise. And I always tell us to remember Tinko. You will chew it and chew it and chew it and chew it and chew it. Strong meat does not belong to anybody. Not to children. That is what prudence is. And when we are, as the book of Hebrews was explaining, he said that when you are wise, when you are mature, you are able to discern and to know what is right and what is wrong. And that is the definition of prudence. Being able to discern, to separate, and to know is a virtue. And I pray that you receive that prudence today in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge. I know how the thing is built. I know how the thing is made. If I want to be a carpenter, I will learn the art. I will ask God and I will know how to make this chair. And I will look at this chair and that chair, and I will have a combination through the power of prudence, knowing the way that is right, to invent again something special that will blow. That will blow my glory. That will make the glory to shine. And that thing is living in you, Jesus. He is living in you, Jesus. He said the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way and froward mouth do I hate. Wisdom said, if you want me to live in you and remain in you, I hate what is called evil. I hate what is called pride. I don't like it. I hate arrogance. I hate everything that is called evil way. I don't like it. I don't like forward mouth. I don't like it. I stay with people that are humble. I stay with people that know how to respect other people, that respect themselves. I stay with people that don't judge wrongly. They don't judge wrongly. They don't allow anything that is evil to come their way. Let your mindset be quick to spare somebody, to be merciful. Let your mindset not be the one that when you will think only on the way to quarrel, to fight. You cannot even spare the brother or spare the sister or say, no, this brother or this sister, no, cannot really do this. Don't judge anybody on assumption. Don't judge anyone on assumption. Your wife, your husband, your friends, don't judge anyone on assumption. Know the truth first. That is what the Bible says. Not a forward mind. Amen. He said, counsel is mine. We are talking about wisdom and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. And that is why I said the power of wisdom is understanding. He said, counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. Because I am understanding, I have strength. You cannot easily destroy understanding. Understand your wife. You see, at my place of work yesterday, we went to St. Johann, you know, and my new chef. Now we were just gisting. If we talk about this person, I have my way. Talk. He said, Rachel, he says, like, you just, in a way, you exonerate everybody. It's like you have this gift to just be able to walk with everybody.
But when he said, you see, like this kind of thing, it's not good now. Nah. I said, ah, but that is who she is. That is who he is. And then you walk with that person with that knowledge. So we can all be peaceful, even as we walk. In our different character and behavior, we have our own strength and weakness. And when I know your strength and your weakness, what I do is to see the way I can improve your weakness, not to laugh down your weakness, not to use your weakness to mock you. So this person has, this is the weakness, this is the strength. This is the weakness, this is the strength. I have my own weakness, I have my own strength. But when you know those things and you hear somebody have done, maybe apply the area of the weakness, you don't go mad. You understand. You cool your anger. You talk it over. And she was just saying, wow, see, she likes that. I said, well, how else should we live anyway? My brain don't think first to fight you. My brain thinks first to understand why you have done what you have done. Is it Satan that is pushing you? Is it your lack of understanding? Is it just a weakness? What make you to do? And that brought me to a prayer point that we will pray later. As I was going through this sermon, you know the prayer point? The demon that is using my friends to attack me. Father, bind that demon. The demon that is sending weapons through those who are close to me to affect my life. Father, not only should you destroy those weapons and frustrate their enterprise, but let that demon be bind. If the devil does not use your wife against you, will your wife fight you? So, if he does not use your husband, will your husband fight you? If he doesn't use your friend, and those are the people he uses, those who are closest to you. But you have to have wisdom to know when to say, get thee behind me. God, Jesus did not rebuke Satan. And my oh God, have mercy. Is it because I'm tired today? Jesus did not rebuke Peter. Who did he rebuke? Satan. Know the difference. Know the difference. If I should look at you and I say, I bind that demon that is talking through you, I'm not calling you a demon. I'm calling, talking to the one that is using you. That does not mean that every day in your house you'll be telling your wife and your husband, a demon, they use you. Now, demon, they use you. Yeah, you are just inviting the demon to continue using the husband and continue using the wife because you are proclaiming a demon, they use you. But you say, that demon, out. The demon that makes my husband to be angry with me, out. The demon that makes my wife and my children to be behaving like this, out. You have no place in this hell. Thereby you will see and experience the changes. For the power is in you. The authority is in you. That power is the power of Jesus. That authority is the authority of Jesus. That has come to dwell in you as you gave yourself to accept him as your personal Lord and Savior. He said, you are my temple. So don't you know that you are the temple of the living God? The living God is in you. And all authority in heaven and earth, they respond and they submit to that name called Jesus. Keep saying it and uttering it. Another prayer point came to my mind, but let me quickly continue. Just read the chapter 8 yourself, because now somehow prayer come my head. He said, by me kings they rule, and princes decree justice, and by me princes rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. And God said, that is who you are. You are kings. So you can't rule without wisdom. It's not possible. It's not possible. He said, I love them that love me, and those that seek me, any shall find me. Why did he use those words? Those that seek me early. The gates and the doors and the city you want to enter, you want to take over. If you seek God for wisdom concerning these things, just like Solomon. Solomon said, Father, give me wisdom to rule these people. That is why I said when Solomon failed, he didn't ask for wisdom to rule his home. He failed there. That is why I said that. He has so many wives. He did not follow the instruction of God, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Obedience of the word of God is the beginning of wisdom. Solomon, do not marry foreign women. They have more than enough women in Israel. But Solomon did that to make alliance with the kings. He asked only for wisdom to rule the people, and he was able to rule them well. But his family, his wives, they drew him. For the Bible says, and Solomon loved God. And then later, Solomon did not love God, because he allowed his heart to be taken away by his wife to start serving other gods. Therefore, in that area, he lacked wisdom and he failed. He lacked understanding and he failed. But to rule the nation, he had wisdom and he was ruling well. So during his tenure, peace reigned. Not because of his marrying foreign wives, because God spoke it already. Amen, somebody. Amen. Amen. He said, so when he said, you shall find me early. If you seek me early, you shall find me. That thing that you need, ask God to instruct you and direct you. The problem that we have in the church is that we allow it to be late before we seek the face of God. I know we are in Europe. I know that we are always very busy. But most of the time, we allow the problem to shock us before we call on God. Let our prayer life increase. Let fire be upon our altar. If we can dedicate these 2 hours and 40 minutes, is it? From 24 hours, I'm not saying at a go, I'm not saying at a time, spread it throughout the day. That is your tithe unto God. That is my tithe unto God. 10% of 24 hours every day. We need it to read the word. We need it to pray. David said, I pray how many times? 3 times. And I praise 5 times. Give that to 2 hours, 40 minutes. I need to. And see if God will not fill us with the wisdom that we need at every stage. As we seek wisdom early, we shall find it. Riches and honor are with me. Yes, durable riches. And righteousness. My fruit is better than gold. Yes, than fine gold. And my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit what? Substance. And I will fill their treasures. He said, the Lord possessed me. Wisdom betoko. God possessed me in the beginning of his way. Before his works of old, I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was, before the earth was found. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse not wisdom. For blessed is the man that hear me, watching daily at my gates, watching at the posts of my doors. For whoso find me, find life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. That is why if you seek me early, you find wisdom. Everything that we need in life. One thing I told myself, concerning marriages, concerning seeking the face of God for children. IVF or whatever they call it. Is it IVF? What did they call an IVF? A transfer of sperm into the womb. Is it IVF? I got it right, eh? Well, and I call, because say when I get 5 children, I make no. Anyway, I receive the grace and I release it in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I know you didn't do transplant. I receive the grace. I take the grace and I release it. I release it in the name of Jesus. Now, there is nothing wrong in that. It's a provision of God for us to be able to still outwit the devil. Amen?
I told us God is behind it before it was. I gave us example of Pastor Sean. They tried it so many times, it never worked. They adopted children. It didn't work until God backed it up. That even the doctor said, you can't be pregnant. But the woman was vomiting and they had their son. God will back it up. God will back it up. God will back it up. And you are going to smile. It is wisdom. It is not foolishness. That we take Panadol at times is not foolishness. It is wisdom. That we take injection is not foolishness. It is wisdom. That we take operation, we do operation. Go and ask Pastor Chris. They have doctors. Healing school, they have doctors. Pastor Chris pay money for some people to go through surgery. Through surgery. Yet, there are some who will just lay his hand on and God will do it miraculously. Why? We follow instruction. And for us to get wisdom, we follow instruction. Every person's instruction is different. Don't be dog-headed. And don't call God a fool. He's not a fool. To give us all these blessings, for us to enjoy this earth, God is not foolish or stupid. Everything has its place. That is why he says in his word, all things shall work out together for your good. Everything has its place. When he gives us the instruction, follow it. Seek his face. Ask him, what do you want me to do? Let him give you the instruction and knowledge. Since to get your visa, some things are happening as I'm talking. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. So 33 says, hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that hear me, watching daily at my gate. That is what I just read there. Eh? Waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso find me find life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sin against me. That means he that rejects instruction. He that rejects knowledge. He that sin against me has robbed his own soul. So you see, every time we say no to knowledge, to wisdom, when we say no to rightful understanding, we are hurting our own soul. He said, but all that hate me, they do what? They loved it. When he gave to the sea his decree and the water should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him as one brought up with thee, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitation part of his earth, and my delights were with the son of man. Where is the delight of wisdom? I just read it. With the sons of men. Wisdom delight. Wisdom is happy to stay with you. If you just take that word, receive it. Say, I have wisdom in everything I do. Because wisdom, you are a delight for me. You are a delight in me. He said, I delight to dwell. I delight to dwell with the Son of Man, so that life will profit you. Life will profit you. Life will profit you. In the mighty name of Jesus. He said, and my delights with the sons of men. Now, therefore, hearken unto me, O children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. I don't want to go beyond that. The delight of wisdom is with us. The delight of wisdom is with us. The delight of wisdom is with me. Say to yourself, the delight of wisdom is with me. Wisdom is living in me. Wisdom is living in me. For God is wisdom. Jesus is wisdom. And because he's living in me, everything will work out together for my God. Have you said that to yourself? Then say a big amen. Amen. Proverbs 19:8. Whoever gets sense, love his own soul. He who keeps understanding will discover God. I told us that I will always be using this verse till we finish. If you get sense, good thing will happen to you. If you make up your mind to understand, treasures of this world will be rushing you. For Jesus had favor with God and with man. Once you get sense to follow the instruction, my children always ask me, why is it that it is always Bible that you use to interpret? Even when I'm talking to daddy. Now, I joke with a joke yesterday. Now, Bible, I take answer. I say, which kind of woman be with this? He said, that is not what I'm saying. I said, what else are you saying? This is what it is written. So, because it is written like that, that is your answer. Then, I don't want to know. That is how I interpret it. Richelly. I said, now your wife I be. Amen. Everything, use Bible to interpret it until Bible will be speaking through you and you will be giving testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us rise up to our feet. Let us thank God for his word. Let us thank God. Let us give him glory. Let us ask for his wisdom. Let us tell God, Father, the truth of the word that I have learned today, let the truth of this word remain in me. Let the truth of the word, Jehovah God, remain in me. Father God, I don't want this wisdom to go out of me. I don't want knowledge to go out of me. You said, Father, that you are wisdom and you are the one that is in contundance. You are the one that holds the treasures of wisdom, the treasures of knowledge, and you are living in me. The word that is my glory, my Father, my God, let your words that I need to open every door, to open every city, to open every gate, all be given unto me by your power. By your power, I seek you, God, concerning these things. Even as you said, I seek you, Emmy, concerning, Lord, the eradicating of debt, of financial, of obstruction, the eradicating of diseases, of sicknesses. I seek your face to remove these obstacles. Feed me with your knowledge. Feed me with your wisdom. Let me be able to conquer. For I've come to realize that wisdom is the weapon. Wisdom is the weapon that walk in faith, even by the power of love, to enable me to fulfill my purpose in life. This is what you have taught me. You said wisdom is the arrow. Wisdom is the arrow. Wisdom is the arrow. Wisdom is the arrow. The seed of faith that is able to destroy every starry dance of the wicked. So I take this arrow. I take wisdom. I receive it from God as a seed of faith. I use it. I quench the fiery darts of the enemy. My reproduction system is intact. My body is intact. All my sendery, for my body will perform. They will produce the fruit. My body will produce the fruit that my body needs to produce. No sickness, no disease shall be in me. No sickness, no disease shall be in me. My destiny is bright. My destiny is alive. My destiny is bright. For the wisdom of God brightens my destiny. For the wisdom of God is the glory that clothes me. For God is filling and has filled me with his righteousness. Even as he meets me in the path of his righteousness, I am shining as the daughter of God in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. My Father, my Father, by your mercy, defend me against the enemy. Defend me against the enemy. Defend me against the enemy.